Villagers near Senegal's river delta plan a year-long rotation of crops to supplement their diets and incomes. USAID provides technical guidance and has constructed wells for irrigation, helping to turn fertile soil into flourishing gardens. Ngara Jata tends to an onion patch that will later produce tomatoes, eggplants, and cabbage.
Before, goats and cows would trample our garden and eat the vegetables. It was upsetting to work so hard and have it all ruined. Now, thanks to this project, we have fences to protect our crops, and I can sleep peacefully. This project has changed our lives. We can sell these vegetables to help our families.
USAID also helped to construct an earthen dike and concrete retention basin to keep out salt water and retain fresh water, allowing hundreds of hectares of land to be reclaimed for farming. Community leader Abdoulaye Ndaye.
The groundwater used to be so deep that gardening was difficult. Thanks to the dike, we can find water easily. Now when the rice harvest is over, people plant vegetables. We can work year-round.
The Senegal project is part of a global U.S. anti-hunger campaign called Feed the Future, USAID Administrator Rajiv Shah.
But food aid costs 8 to 10 times more than investing in helping people produce and sustain their own futures through agriculture. And we're starting to see real results in our Feed the Future partnership, with countries in that program experiencing a rate of agricultural productivity growth nearly 8 times the global average.
Foreign assistance accounts for 1% of U.S. government expenditures, a share considered too high by some lawmakers at a time of massive U.S. indebtedness. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher.
But you're going to have to convince me of why it's necessary to borrow more money from communist China in order to give money to some other country or some other group of people.
Other legislators say fighting hunger, poverty, and disease abroad is in America's national interest. Congressman Howard Berman.
And it is infinitely cheaper to address these problems with economic and technical assistance now than to wait until fragile states collapse or conflicts erupt in wide-scale violence, and we have to resort to costly emergency aid or even military action.
In rural Senegal, USAID's impact is plain to see.
We hear of rice shortages in Dakar, but here we don't have that problem. We're eating rice that we grow. We prepare it with oil from peanuts we farmed and serve it with onions, eggplant, and cabbage. We thank the Americans for their continued support.
Michael Bowman, VOA News.
Don't do it.